What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
So Shaq is taking over Long Beach this year for his own twist on Halloween at Shaqtoberfest.
Oh, I like
with
that.
Yeah, it's really cool. So he's got the historic Queen Mary as the backdrop, where Shaqtoberfest will feature midway games, themed snacks and drinks, haunted trails, live entertainment, and trick-or-treating. So the event is for all ages with family-style experiences like pumpkin picking and inflatables in the afternoons, and then more scares and thrills at night, including an EDM light show and a spooky speakeasy. It starts next week, and it takes place select nights through Halloween, and you can check out Shaqtoberfest.com for details and tickets.
Hey, Chuck. Chuck, you gonna come over to Shaqtoberfest? Man, it's good, man. We have a good time. Yeah, on EDM light show. We got some rapping. It's gonna be Shaqtoberfest.
So terrible.
Chuck, there are
so many things that you do that are funny on this show. That is not one of them.
That is good. It's really
so
good.
So bad.
It's a really good Shaq.
By the way, I'm on Shaqtoberfest.com. Yeah. And general admission for adults, $34.99. General admission for children, $29.99. You can get the VIP Slam Dunk for $99.99, which includes apparently some adult beverages, or at least one.
Do you think that Shaq pronounces it Shaqtoberfest, or do you think he pronounces it Shaqtoberfest?
No, Shaqtoberfest. Linz, why don't you try to get Shaq on?
Well, because it sounds like Oktoberfest.
Seriously, yeah, we want to promote Shaqtoberfest.
Shaqtoberfest.
I will. I bet.
Do you know? Do you have a way to get to him? Because I still have his guy's number.
I love Shaq.
Okay, I have the TNT people, but if you have a better way.
I have to look back at it and just, I don't remember his name off the top of my head, but I remember talking to him for a story I did a number of years ago. I went through one of
his
guys.
We'll chat. Figure it out. Yeah. So,
yeah. Let's have Shaq on.
When I see Shaq, you know what I'm going to tell him?
What are you going to tell him?
Bring it in. Because every time I see him, we hug it out.
Yeah.
In a big way. Now.
So Shaqtoberfest starts September 29th.
Nice.
Let's see if he'll come on before then to promote Shaqtoberfest.
It'd be great. Speaking of Shaq, I was watching last night. I got home last night, and I turned on Legacy, the most recent episode of Legacy on Hulu. Still really proud of myself that I even have access to Hulu and know how to use it.
Right.
And I'll tell you, George, the episode last night, the one that I saw, the most recent one, was it episode 5 or 6? I'm not sure. It's the one where the Lakers decide to fire Del Harris, and they want...
Yeah, because Shaq out there.
Right, well, yeah, but Shaq kind of goes upstairs. He says, the story he tells is he goes upstairs and he says...
Yeah, go, man, you got to bring a guy who's been through the battles, blah, blah, blah. Yes, I've heard that story before. And
okay,
I hate saying that
because
he's also said that about every other coach who he played for that I didn't want to check.
But I love the story of how they decided to hire Phil Jackson. And they told Shaq, at least this is the way he tells the story, you need to go to Montana and you need to go talk to Phil Jackson.
Right. And then he made him lift logs.
Right. But what I loved about it was how Shaq tells the story that so many people were critical of him back then because they were like, oh, he's not focused on basketball. He's doing movies and he's doing raps.
Yes.
And Phil Jackson was like, dude, I kind of have this perception that you're not really committed and focused. And the way Shaq described, he said, this was the quote.
Yeah.
He said, Phil Jackson is my white father.
Right.
Meaning
he reminds him of the Sarge. Yes.
Right. And so he said, I'll give up all the rapping. I'll give up all the movies because I want to win a championship. And I love the story that Rick Fox tells about how the team was getting so frustrated with Kobe because Kobe was such a he was a selfish player on the floor. And Phil Jackson kicked everybody out of the locker room, anybody who was not on the team, and said, I want to have a meeting with just the team. And how Rick Fox kind of went off on Kobe. And how after that happened, how things started to come together. And I thought it was a great episode last night. And it also, I thought was also really great was when Jeannie Buss starts to explain the story about how she and Phil created, their relationship that they had for so many years. So, listen. Anybody who says that they know all this stuff, great, that's fine. I am finding this to be very entertaining.
You feel free to be entertained.
Thank you. Thank you for my freedom of entertainment.
Now, here's what I will enjoy, because there are plenty of stories I don't know, and I'm sure nobody knows, is this documentary about the Redeem Team. That, on Netflix, is going to be monstrous. In an era of saturation of sports documentaries, I feel like this one is one I wish that ESPN had the rights to. Because this, to me, is going to be really, really good. When you have all those egos coming together. And by the way, you know, this was an era still in 2008 where it was still, yeah, Facebook was around, but social media was not really a thing like it is now.
I mean, there wasn't Twitter in 2008, was there? I mean, wasn't that 2009?
Yes, it was 2008, but it was like the dawn of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't anything that it anywhere near what it is. It wasn't anything that it was even 2 or 3 years later, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, all that stuff to me, and there's a lot of inside stories. Now, I've heard some of them, but I don't think I know them all because I know a couple of people who traveled with those teams. And I don't mean just media. I mean like sneaker people and things like that. So that is going to have stories that I've never heard. And that I'm fascinated in hearing about. Particularly, like, if you remember, do you remember that gold medal game? Or is it too far that removed from your memory?
You're saying it's 2008?
Yeah, the gold medal game against Spain.
No, I don't really remember it.
So in that game, you know, Spain was going to win that game. And Kobe and Dwayne Wade saved Team USA. In that game.
What'd they do?
They were both incredible in that particular... I mean, they were incredible the entire stretch. But, like, in that game, it was nip and tuck in that game. Because Spain was loaded. The Gasol brothers, all these guys like Ricky Rubio, who was a teenager at the time, Juan Carlos Navarro, all these guys who played in the NBA, Rudy Fernandez, like, all these guys who ended up playing in the league for long stretches of time in some cases, in most of their cases. So that was like going up against a real NBA team. In that scenario, that game in itself is something that, like, if you haven't seen it, Cappy, you should try to find it on YouTube. It was really, really, really competitive.
When is this series? And you, what's
October,
the name of the series?
First week of October, I think.
What's the name of the series? Is it called the Redeem Team?
The Redeem Team, I believe. Yeah.
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 I'll watch that.
Yeah.
I will watch that.
I think it's the 7th, October 7th.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's on Netflix. Do you have Netflix still?
Do I still have Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still do have it. I don't think I've... What was the last thing I've watched on Netflix? I can't even think of it.
Yeah.
And yet, here I am still paying for it, like $14 a month or whatever it is.
Yeah. So there you go. But I'm in on that. I mean, that team, when you think about the players on that team, I mean, I know it wasn't the original Dream Team. And look, the original Dream Team will have its own place in the history. I mean, the original Dream Team was the reason the sport became global, right? Because those guys went out there and they were rock stars. And a lot of the guys who were the international players later said, yeah, I watched that team play, and that's when I wanted to, like, play basketball. I knew I wanted to play basketball after that. But the Redeem Team was just an insane squad, too, when you think about it. I know people say, well, Carlos Boozer was on that team. Carlos Boozer was a really good player. And, you know, the original Redeem Team had Christian Laettner on it, for God's sake. You know
the original Redeem Team had Laettner, or the original Dream Team?
I'm sorry, the original Dream Team had Christian Laettner.
Yeah. So how you guys have any idea? Because I don't really look ahead. I wonder how much is left on this Lakers legacy documentary series.
I think there's
10
episodes.
Oh, there are? Okay, good. Then I've got more to go, which is, I like it. I'm really enjoying it. I think it's, I've really enjoyed not just the history of the Lakers and not just from Showtime to the Lake Show. My favorite part of it all is how much you get to see Jerry Buss, Dr. Buss, back then, you know, and how much this all meant to him. And then, you know, all of the kids and the relationships in the family and then the other kids that came later on in life. I mean, I'm finding it to be really, really entertaining. And I find that I'm learning a lot of stuff that I either kind of lived through and sort of half remember and then stuff that I don't remember at all. I think it's a great series. For everybody that told me it's just one big fluff piece and it's all just from the Lakers, yeah, it's their documentary, but it's really entertaining.
I would not classify it as really entertaining. I think it's okay. But that's fine. You know, I I'm not the audience for it because I like I said, I've known too much. But I hate that you pin me in this situation.
Why? What am I pinning you?
Well, you do this. You bring this up, and then it's like, I got to continue to say how I feel about it because you're like, I love it. It's great. And it's like, I'm not going to.
Well,
you know me.
I like
I can't
jelly
resist.
Donuts.
Like,
you
I can't
like
tell you.
Donuts.
I can't fake it and tell you that I love it. It's like, it's fine.
You nobody wants you to fake it. If you don't love it the way I love it, that's fine.
You know, you're the type of guy that'll fake an orgasm. I'm not, you know.
Not only would.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
But have. Done. But have.
What do you mean you have?
See?
Now, Laura, did you just say see?
Yeah, because I totally believed that you would. And then I'm like, yep, see, you would.
No, not would, have.
Yeah, same difference, Cappy.
No. The difference is would is something that I might. It may happen.
No, what I meant is I figured you have done that. So I'm like, yeah, I can see Cappy doing that. And you confirmed right after.
You haven't?
No, I don't need to fake nothing. No, thank you. No. I'm not here to play male's egos. If you don't get it done, you don't get it done.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No.
Do the job or that's it.
Yeah, I don't want to get fired, but that's as much as I'll go with that.
No, that's fine. You're not getting fired. You haven't said anything that's out of bounds.
Greg just walked into the room.
We're all adults here. We can have this conversation.
What did he walk in like, hey, ho, stop. That's too much. He didn't do that, did he? Or did he just walk in randomly?
No, he did not do that. He just walked in randomly. And Greg,
you said Greg?
Yeah.
He just gets nervous about all this stuff.
Corporate Greg.
He does.
He was laughing, but I just, I get nervous. The boss, I come in. I was like, both of the bosses are still here.
It's fine, But Cappy's a faker. I mean, but Laura, you're not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I'm not faking it. I'm telling you guys that I, as someone who is not an NBA historian and someone who did not grow up as a diehard Laker fan and someone who doesn't know all the intimate details, at least the ones that they're sharing with us, I'm finding this series to be highly entertaining, informative, and fun.
It could. I'm glad you like it.
You don't like jelly donuts. I do.
Right.
I like Legacy. You don't. It's no big deal. It's okay.
No. It's not that I don't like it. I just don't love it like you love it. It's just like it's again, there's very little that I've said to myself, oh, wow, that's a revelation to me. So that's it.
Requires a revelation, huh?
I mean, when I'm watching a documentary, absolutely.
Okay.
You don't think so?
Nah, not for me. I'm a simple man, George. Simple guy.
Okay. Linz, you are a documentary person. Like, shouldn't you want to learn something when you watch a documentary? Lindsay? Okay. Maybe we lost Lindsay.
Nah, she doesn't want to learn anything.
Oh, Siobhan.
What'd Siobhan say?
Says London asked her what an orgasm is because of what I said.
Oh, George.
Yeah.
Look what you've done.
Hey, listen. This isn't, this is a PG-13 show, okay? There's nothing I can tell you about that,
Poor London is out there going, Mommy. What are Sedano and Cap talking about? And Siobhan, I love you. I love the fact that you and I are together working on our diet. I'm trying to lose pounds. You're trying to lose body fat. And I love that we're working together, Siobhan. We're inspiring one another. We're holding each other accountable. That I love.
Dead Meow 5 says the Redeem team is produced by Wade and LeBron, so they'll be the primary focus and made to look great. Meh. Literally, the trailer talks about Mike Krzyzewski saying how much they needed Kobe Bryant. Literally, the trailer says that. So I'm pretty sure Kobe's going to be a pretty big part of it.
Okay, Dead Meow 5, my man. What do you think about Legacy? You like it?
Of course he does.
It's really good. Really, really well done.
Do you know what Dead Meow 5's previous Twitter handle was?
I don't know.
It was like Chuck Taylor or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Laura?
Yes, and he changed it because of you, Cappy.
To Dead Meow 5.
Yep.
Dead Meow 5 rocks.
Yeah. Are we going to that concert?
When is it?
It's in December at the Coliseum.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't love stadium concerts.
You don't like stadium concerts?
Nah, I like arena concerts, and I like small venue concerts.
And then you said you're a simple man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, simple, small crowd.
You're the most extra mother bleeper I know, and you're calling yourself a simple man?
Simple man.
Coming up next. Yeah, faker. We know you're a faker now. Rachel, be careful. Mm-hmm. Rachel's going to be looking at you with a side eye next. Tomorrow night's big game, Cappy, and it's a big weekend, okay? For the Rams, for the Raiders, and the Chargers, all for completely different reasons. We'll get into that next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, that's it. Now I'm going to get pissed off.
About what?
I'm going to knock you out, Pennywise 9, or what is it? Pennywise Ass HB on Twitter.
What happened?
Oh.
At Pennywise Ass HB. Sedano is such a know-it-all bozo. First of all, what are you, 77 years old? Who uses the word bozo these days? I'm a huge lifelong Lakers fan. I'm learning a lot. I love Legacy. He's acting like he knows everything they talk about already. That's such a lie. He's truly a hater at Sedano. Well, first of all, go bleep yourself, number one.
Ooh. Ooh.
Second of all, hostility. I do know it all, and sorry I know things, okay? I'm not sitting here saying you shouldn't watch Legacy, Pennywise, ass HB, okay? I'm telling you, go watch Legacy. Watch it 100 freaking times. I'm just telling you, I'm not learning anything, and that's okay, okay?
Okay. See, we just said okay 3 times in a row.
Watch it 500 times if you want. 500, 5,000, 5 million. I'm watching as Cappy wants me to watch it.
That's right.
And I'm trying to see if there's anything in these 10 episodes that I'm like, oh, wow, that's new.
Did you know that Phil Jackson asked Shaquille O'Neal to pick up a log?
Yeah, because Shaq told me.
Oh, he did? Well, you're on the inside, man. The rest of us
okay,
are on the outside.
Okay, but that's my point. I've been telling you for 7 weeks, I'm not the audience for the godforsaken documentary.
Wow,
what
this
do
guy,
you not get through your thick skulls?
This guy has got you just wound up,
no,
man.
It's you too, because you're always pinning me against the wall to talk about this documentary, and then I always end up having to say, I'm not going to fake an orgasm, Cappy, like you. Sorry, London.
You shouldn't fake anything, Cap, especially that. Just saying.
Best believe
so,
that.
Do you want me? I literally started the show, Pennywise Ass HB, on Twitter, telling you, how about you just take in the moment and enjoy the Dodgers? But you're the guy that's probably going to say, oh, we're from L.A. We only care about championships. Meanwhile, the Lakers didn't make the playoffs for 7 years. Meanwhile, the Dodgers have never had a more fruitful stretch of baseball than they're currently in. But yet, I'm a hater. Go bleep yourself.
Wow. Again, I'm going to say it one more time. Don't hate, comma, celebrate.
Go bleep period. Yourself.
Did you know that Rick Fox's hair was now straight? I mean, did you know that?
Hold
that
on,
I hadn't seen Rick in a while. So
there
you
I didn't
go.
Know that because back in the day, you know, Rick Fox's hair was really super curly, you know, really dark. And now Rick Fox's hair is like kind of straight and kind of gray. Like that's something you probably didn't know.
The only Sanch on Twitter just writes, part of Sedano's charm is he is a know-it-all. So I was shocked when he admitted he did not know the NBA's constitution during crosstalk. I too
was absolutely shocked that you do not have the NBA's constitution committed to memory.
I do not, sorry.
That is disappointing.
Do you have the U.S. constitution committed to memory?
No, I do not.
Like the amendments?
No, sir.
Any of them?
Thou shalt not.
Thou shalt not? That's right. The Bible, dude.
Oh, that one. Okay, different book. Okay, let's see here. 4 score and 7 years ago, that one. Is that the Declaration of Constitution? I mean, come on, George, do me a favor, will you? Please give up on Legacy and start working on the NBA Constitution. Read it, know it, live it.
The First Amendment, no.
Let's see, the First Amendment again. So it doesn't start with "Thou shall not." First Amendment, freedom of speech. Is that one?
Yes.
Freedom of speech.
Look at that. Freedom you see?
Freedom of speech.
How many do you think you can get?
How many are there?
27.
Oh, okay. I thought there were 10, but those must be commandments.
No, 27 amendments.
27 amendments?
Yeah.
I don't know very many of them.
How many do you think you actually know? How about you just give us some amendments, and then I'll tell you if they're actually amendments or not.
All right. I think I got the First Amendment.
I believe in you, Cappy. Please don't let me down.
Yeah. How many amendments can you get?
I don't know. Not many. Second Amendment. I only know Second Amendment because there's always controversy about the right to bear arms.
Okay, there you go. That's two. Okay. Look at that.
Okay, it's two amendments.
How many? What's the over-under that you think Kavanaugh can get?
Two. That's the over-under. That's what I got.
Yeah.
Give me a hint on the Third Amendment. What's the Third Amendment? Does anybody know?
I mean, I know what it is.
You do?
Yeah.
You know all the amendments.
I don't know it like by heart, but I know like basically what it is.
Okay, what is the Third Amendment?
It's something about soldiers and something quartering of soldiers. I don't even know what that means, but that's the amendment.
Okay. What about the Fourth Amendment?
That's search and seizure. That one I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, Fifth. Anybody?
That one I believe is the double jeopardy one.
What does that mean?
Like you can't be tried for the same crime.
Oh, I thought that meant that dollar values were now doubled.
That's the pleading, and there's pleading the Fifth, self-incrimination.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, there's that too in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else?
There's a right to a jury trial. I know there's one. I don't know which amendment that is, but there's one of those.
Okay. So far, you're doing really well.
I was a history major, at one point.
Why?
History is awesome.
I like history.
Okay.
I'm a nerd.
There's the voting rights amendment, for sure.
Let's see. I did just look it up, just so you know. Let's see. Amendment 6. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless the presenter or the indictment of the grand jury. Okay. Amendment 7. All criminal prosecutions.
Are you sure that's the 6th one or the 5th one that you're reading?
Yeah, I think you read the 5th one.
I think you're right. Read the 5th one.
You're right. I think the Roman numerals may have screwed me up.
Can't be. That's 5. B is 5. Can't be. Okay. B is 5. Okay. B in the I is 6. And then VII is 7.
Okay. So all right. Here's Amendment 11, which is XI. Let's see. This is passed by Congress in March 4th, 1794. Ratified, of course, in February 7th of 1795. Everybody knows that. The judicial power of the United States shall not be construed to extend to... Oh, come on. We're not getting any of this stuff. We're not getting any of this. I mean, the first couple of them are easy. But the rest, they start to get complicated. Amendment 20. You know Amendment 20, George? Article 1, Section 4? Yeah.
I don't know what amendment... I don't know it like by a number, no. Oh. Well, there's the women's right to vote. There's an amendment for sure.
We got the right to vote, and we'll elect another...
There's a prohibition amendment for sure.
Yeah.
So I know that. So I've probably given you like 7. I don't know which ones they are. I believe the women's right to vote could be 20.
We got the right to vote and we'll elect. Other rappers can't stand us, but give us
respect.
Is
that 20, women's right to vote?
I don't know.
Or 19? 19? 20?
Again, the Roman numerals are kind of screwing me up here, so I'm not sure.
I mean, you don't know how to read Roman numerals? You love football. The Super Bowl has Roman numerals.
I know, but I think they're starting to use like regular numbers now as the numbers are getting bigger.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Here's Amendment XIX. The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any other state on account of sex.
Right, that's the women's right to vote. There you go, 19.
Congress shall have the power to
who
enforce
who played
this
in
article?
Super Bowl 19?
Super Bowl 19.
If you know that and you didn't know that was the women's right to vote, I feel like we are a really, really funny, weird path on this show today.
Super Bowl 19. That's a good question. Let's see here.
How about if I give you a guess because I know who played in it?
I'll take a guess because I just figured out the year that it probably was. I'm going to guess Dallas and Pittsburgh.
No. You're way too
late. Oh, wait. How about like the Rams and Pittsburgh?
No. Much later. Later, Super Bowl 19.
Oh.
Super Bowl 19 was played in Palo Alto.
Okay. Giants and Bills?
Nope. Earlier.
Earlier than Giants-Bills.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. You got me. Who played?
Niners-Dolphins.
Oh.
Montana Marino.
I should have known that.
Yeah.
Should have known that. 1983, huh?
85 game, 84 season.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking that the first Super Bowl III.
Well, at least you didn't know that and also did not know the amendment, so that's fine. Like, I feel better about it.
I mean, if I knew all the Super Bowls by Roman numerals but didn't know any of the...
not the amendments by Roman numerals, that would be funnier, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although funny and good for the show.
Right.
Speaking of funny and good for the show, at JoeC714 says, man, at Sedano, can I get my 10 seconds of fame and you go off on me on the air that way?
Yeah. Yeah. Ass, face, whatever Whoa. It was.
Yeah.
Wasn't that what you called the guy? Isn't that what you said his Twitter handle was? Like at ass face?
No, it was not. His Twitter handle was at Pennywise, as in like the clown.
Mm-hmm.
At Pennywise Ass HB.
Oh, Ass HB.
Like
not
Hermosa
ass
Beach or something.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know where Pennywise comes from, Cappy?
No, where's Pennywise come from? That magazine you get in the mail, that the little penny saver thingy?
No, clown, bro.
The clown.
Pennywise?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not familiar with Pennywise's
book.
Work.
It. Stephen King? No?
Nope. Yeah. Nope.
I'm not even surprised.
It's also like a heavy rock slash metal band, right? Metal?
Oh, that's true. That is it. There is
that's
that
what too. I thought. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Cappy, now we were going to talk about the... now, who do you think this week two... We can do this. We can tackle this over to 540 later after we're done with Radio Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
But who do you think this is a bigger week for as far as like a measuring stick? The Raiders, the Rams, or the Chargers?
Well, I would
say... So just for people that don't know, the Rams obviously are playing the Falcons. So maybe obviously. Not so much of a measuring stick. But if they lose this one, then you're like, holy crap.
People will be like, well, that was a nice run at the Super Bowl and now that's over.
They would sound the alarms for sure.
Big time.
The Raiders are playing the Cardinals. That's like a real game, and both teams lost. And then the Chargers.
And the Cardinals got destroyed by the Chiefs. So if the Raiders are going to really compete in the division, if, you would think that is a good measuring stick, because if they can do to the Chiefs if they can do to the Cardinals what the Chiefs did, okay, then maybe they're not so bad.
Correct. Now, the other part of the equation is the Chargers-Chiefs. Like, is that the biggest measuring stick game of the three?
Well, not just for the Chargers, but for the Chiefs also.
Mm.
You know, I mean, the Chiefs are the home team. The Chiefs in the last 16 games against the Chargers are 13-3. However, the Chargers in the last four games, Justin Herbert's career, 2-2. So this is the kind of game that if the Chargers go on the road and win at Arrowhead, we think the Buffalo Bills have the hype train behind them. The Charger hype train will go crazy. If the Chargers don't win this game... And again, this is a home game for the Chiefs, one of the best home field advantages. Obviously, you know about their high-powered offense. If the Chiefs win, everybody will be like, okay, well, Chargers still got work to do. But if they win, people are going to start to really believe through week two. Big
you
game.
Know what we should do?
Tell me.
I told Lindsay this. Do the Chargers play another game like on like a Thursday or something like that?
What's your thought?
I think we should do a Cappy hates the Chargers party. And just like have you like either miserable because they're winning and people like witnessing it, or like, you know, are you celebrating that you won a game against your ex-wife?
Well, let's see here. I'm looking at some of these games that they've got. They've got an ESPN game, so assume that's a Monday Night Football game at Denver against Denver.
Oh, that might work.
That's on September 17th. October 17th.
No, October 17th.
Too soon.
Okay, I'm looking around
for
some
others. Let's figure this out on the other side. Let's figure this out on the other side because we have to break.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks, Christopher. Also, Radio Tinder is sponsored by our favorite tequila ever, Tequila Mandala. So you gotta always.
True.
You go ahead, Yarch. You could do a little read.
Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small-batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available everywhere. Fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and do what we do. Demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. Mandala. Go ahead, Lynn.
I really like that voice. You should do that more often.
Mandala.
Mandala. So... Ben Affleck and J-Lo recently got married, remember, back on July 16th, and then they had a second wedding ceremony in Georgia a few weeks ago. Now you can make money off of their relationship by betting on how long their marriage will last.
Okay.
Yeah. So That's if you funny. Go, yeah. So they've got the spreads here on Bet Online, and the betting consists of a simple question: will their marriage last before midnight of New Year's Eve 2024? And here's the odds. Yes, -140. No, +100. Would you bet that their marriage makes it that long? Swipe left or swipe right? Cappy, you go first.
What was the date you gave real quick before we swipe left or right?
When they first got married?
No, I'm saying how long does he need? What is the over-under on the?
Before midnight on New Year's Eve 2024. Yes, -140. No, +100.
I'm going to swipe right. and I'm going to wager that they will be married on New Year's, January 2024. I think that they have had a relationship, broke up, lots of other people. They came back. If you love someone, set them free. If it was meant to be, blah, 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 they'll come back.
Wait, what?
What?
Go ahead. Say the saying again.
Isn't it when you love someone, set them free?
Yeah.
I don't know the rest of it.
That's what it is. If you love someone, let it go. If it comes back, it's yours forever.
Isn't that a Sting
Correct.
Song?
Yeah. You got it. If you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you, it's yours forever. You need to
finish the line, Cappy. It's meant to be.
Yeah, I thought that it was more like it was meant to be. I'm not sure if we're talking about a Sting song or the actual cliche. It doesn't really matter to me. Bottom line is these guys, they were together. They broke up. They've had other relationships. Somehow something brought them, something magnetic brought them back together. I think they're in it for the long haul.
I'm also going to swipe right on this. I do believe that they're in it for the long haul. I think that as you get older, I think that you just become more understanding of not so much only what you want out of a partner, but what you don't want out of a partner. And I think that that probably plays a factor here when both of them have been in multiple relationships. And Hollywood is hard enough. And I think that they understand that now after going through it themselves once and going through it multiple times over. So why not? Second time's the charm. What the hell?
Yeah, I'm taking the bet. I'm going to bet on them. I'm going to bet on them.
Me too.
I think they'll make it.
Bet on love. If those kids can't make it, Cappy, who can?
I don't know. I guess we're going to find out. Come on. Yeah. You guys can do it. Why are they having a wedding in Georgia? What's going on in Georgia between the two of them?
I don't know.
They just wanted to do like one of those big like farmhouse, you know, outdoor barn setting type of things. You know, that's like the trend now these days.
Can I just jump in here real quick and mention that Steven in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust, and the only way you can see this picture is by going into the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust on Twitter. It's our Twitter community. Steven has found your picture with the Chargers. And you're either wearing a Chargers jersey. Maybe it was when you tried to kick for them back in the day.
Oh.
Your hair, dog. I mean, is very 90s right there, is all I'm saying. That's all I'm going to say. That's the only tease I'm going to give for people who are not in the Sedano and Cap community, Circle of Trust on Twitter. You're going to need to see Steven
dead
here. And he has now made it his profile picture. Cappy, are you seeing said picture at the moment?
I'm not, but I did rock a high top fade back in the early 90s.
Yeah, this is very high top and it's very fade.
Very kid and play. Very kid and play.
Yes.
Wait, how did you end up with a high top fade? I feel like that's like hard to pull. Did you just like use a lot of gel or hairspray?
It was very natural. It was my very Hebraic afro.
Oh, I was going to say, how does your hair do that?
He has curly hair.
Let me take a look at this. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Yeah. And this guy's now made this his profile picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dope AF.
Yeah, yeah.
Dead Meow 5 with bruh.
Dead Meow 5 is upset that he didn't think of this first, I'm sure.
Yo, that's a dope
picture.
No one
is a bigger fan of the Cappy, of the Cappy fan club than Dead Meow 5.
I don't know. Me and Casper Villa are pretty tight.
Well, Casper Villa too. But I feel like Casper Villa is a man who loves everyone. Dead Meow 5, while I met him, he was very nice. I feel like he rocks with you more than anyone else.
Problem with this guy, Steven, is that he's got one of those names on Twitter, SpencerG8248, and he's got 3 followers. And I hate when people make brand new accounts and they use numbers in their name. So that's kind of lame. But I do like the high top fade. Looking dope.
Yeah. And it's not that new of an account. I'm going back on his tweets, and he's been tweeting for a while.
Really?
Some people just have 3 followers, bro. Not everybody is popular like you on Twitter.
Make it four, Cappy. Follow him back.
Yeah, I should follow him back.
Your picture is his profile.
Yeah, I am going to follow him back. He's got 4 now.
See you, Spencer. I got you.
And I like Mike B, who says he's here for the Charger hater party.
Well, right. So let's finish that after Radio Tinder. Go ahead, Lynn. Sorry.
All right. Sorry. There's an ambulance that's like driving by right now. Or a fire truck or whatever. But anyway, by the way,
someone has collapsed after looking at that picture of Cappy from the night.
Not to hijack my own segment, but when Casper Villa tweeted yesterday, about the shade that we've been getting on our show. He pointed out a lot of things that I guess I didn't like put all together at once. And like he just listed a bunch of things, like how they ran out of food for Sedano and Cap at the golf outing. And we didn't have the social media yesterday on the show.
Right.
And then there was something else that they ran out of, you know, for us. So just saying.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
By the way, I mean, he's right about all those things. So there's that.
George, we should get a picture of you back in 1992 and do a little side-by-side action.
Oh, I can get you a picture. I've posted it before on my Instagram, a picture of my high school ID from the 90s.
I'd like to see that.
Okay, I'll find it. Just give me a minute. By the way, great tweet from Mike Williams, at HeyMofo is his Twitter, in the Sedano and Cap community. That's a great name. I wish I would have thought of that. That's a great, great Twitter handle.
Hey, what does he say, HeyMofo? Oh,
I just sent it.
Oh, it's so funny.
Oh, now Dead Meow 5 has put up another picture of me.
Oh, okay.
Now this one, I don't have the high top fade. This is pre-high top fade.
Well, Hey Mofo tweeted, I'm also in a Chargers hate party. We can tell Chargers jokes like, question, what's the best part of dating a Chargers fan? Answer, she won't be asking for a ring.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This picture that Dead Meow 5
is going to change. There he goes. There's you at Pitt.
Mm-hmm. Looking hot.
We need to use the hashtag Hey King in these tweets, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Hashtag Hey King. We got to start that new segment. Hashtag Hey King. How mad do you think Sam will get if we do hashtag Hey King?
But it's a different segment, right?
Yeah, it is a different segment.
Totally different.
It would be funny, though, if we ripped them off and then did Hey King and it would just be like, and then it became the segment of the year next year at the Mandy's. And then their community would be really pissed. Oh my God. How many shows would they do about that?
Hey King's a great segment. These are things where people call and they ask for hookups.
But right. And to me, just the irony of it, right, would be hilarious. Like that to me, it's like, because I want us to be that show. I want us to be the show of irony and just like people can get the inside joke and just laugh at it. Because I think that, look, here's what I'll say about this show. And we are self-involved, to Lindsay's point. There's no question about it. We are more self-involved than any other show on this station. But we also do get the short end of the stick as well, as Casper Villa pointed out. But that's why we have to be self-involved, I believe. I believe they're yin and yang in that scenario. However, I believe that the people that, you know this now, Cappy, the people that like this show, the people that listen to this show like every day, they don't just like this show. They love this show. Like, so that is a good thing.
If we don't promote ourselves, then who will, right?
No, nobody else will at this forsaken station.
Exactly.
That's for sure. So.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
By the way,
yeah.
If we did Hey King, it would be the most unique segment on the entire station. There would be nothing else like it.
There wouldn't be. Nobody else has a king.
Right, just like Ask Slee. No one else had a Slee up before, apparently.
No one had a what before?
A Slee.
Well, he is a Slee. He's one and only.
They said it was the most unique show, like segment on the station, and that's why
Lindsay's,
they were mad.
I love how Lindsay is still like,
pissed.
Harboring
still
ill will.
Oh, I'm
pissed.
Not mad. I won. Look at the ring. It's the ring. I'm not mad.
Hungarian.
I got my trophy. I got my
Don't
trophy
hate
up in my trophy room. So I'm not mad at all.
I love it. Oh, hashtag Hey King, green or red? Oh, we should do that segment. I swear to God, we should do that segment.
We're doing it. It's a thing.
Send your tweets, hashtag Hey King, and we will read them. I swear to God, we will. And we're only doing it on Twitter, not on the phone, on Twitter, so we can laugh about it. All right, Linz, you have one more. Or are we done?
Yeah, I do. I have one real quick. So Anthony Joshua has agreed to terms to challenge the WBC World Heavyweight Champion Tyson Fury on December 3rd. The fight is expected to take place in Cardiff, Wales, but Fury's promoter Frank Warren is trying to secure a site that he thinks would satisfy Fury's expectations for a sizable purse. So this fight is basically like 2 years in the making at this point. Is it still a big deal, do you think? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
Swipe left. Anthony Joshua is not anywhere near the fighter we thought he was 2 years ago. So no, for me.
Yeah, I'm also swiping left. This is not something that I really need to see. It's kind of like Canelo versus Triple G this Saturday night.
Yeah.
Anybody making plans to watch that?
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it.
I feel like most people are like, yeah, I don't really need to see this fight.
I agree. I'm not watching it. It's the first time I haven't seen a Canelo fight in a while. So.
Yeah, I have no plans to watch it.
Your best friend, Canelo.
My BFF.
Do you think he tweets you, texts you, hashtag Hey King?
I'm going to tag him. Hashtag and let him hey know King. That he should tag me as the hashtag Hey King.
Okay.
Wonder if Canelo needs tickets to his own fight. I could hook him up. What you need.
All right. That is Radio Tinder each and every day at 5:30. As I mentioned earlier, brought to you by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Award-winning small batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves, available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com. And demand the extraordinary like we do at Tequila Mandala. Oh, yeah. Come on. I don't know, Cappy. Cappy, you know who this is?
No, but I'll take a hint. Is this If I Rule the World?
I mean, that's the name of the song, yes.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah. Come on. We just had him on earlier.
Is this Nas?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
And you know who's the female vocalist?
Let me hear her.
I mean, she'll get there eventually when the hook happens. Just think the Fugees.
Yeah, yeah. What is this, like Lauryn Hill?
Yeah! Imagine that.
For all my sons. Yeah.
Love the yeah. baby in the world.
Two what times.
This song, still great today. Not every song holds up that way. This song, a jam still in 2022. A jam of jams. Aria, what's the problem here?
With what?
I don't know. She's looking for something.
Who's she?
My daughter. What is that, Aria? What are you making that paper? What are you making with that paper?
A poster.
A poster? I like your tattoo.
Your kid has a tattoo at 8 years old?
Yeah, we took her.
You know what's funny about tattoos and young people?
She's got a fake tattoo, you dummy.
Dude, I was watching on Friday night of last week.
Yeah.
I was watching a high school football game.
Yeah.
With that dude, Malachi Nelson, who's going to USC.
Although right? Texas A&M trying to get in on that, trying to sneak in with their oil money.
Yeah, well, when they lose games like they lost this past weekend to, was it Georgia Southern who beat them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you lose games like that, that all of a sudden makes a guy like Malachi Nelson go, I don't know. But I was watching this game the other night, this high school football game on, you know, wherever it was being televised.
Yeah.
And my man got like a sleeve already down his, what I think was his right arm, as I recall. And I'm watching the game and I'm going, damn, this kid's like, I don't know, 17, 18 years old. And he got all tatted out. Like for me, if you're going to get tattoos, do your thing. Everybody right. do your own thing. I got no problem. Everybody do your own thing. Although I have said many times, and I'll continue to hang on to this, if you have a face tattoo, I am afraid of you. But, man, like, you're 17, and you got a whole sleeve of arm tattoos. Like, you've made a decision for the rest of your life at 17 or 18 years old. But my man was all tatted out.
That's cool. Let him rock with it, man.
Do your thing, dog.
Hashtag Hey King.
Hashtag Hey
King, by the way, send your tweets, hashtag Hey King, 6:15.
That's when we're going to read them?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's already a bunch rolling in. I've looked at the hashtag already.
I don't know what happened here today, but somebody went on the internet and found a picture of me from like 1992 with my high top fade. Then somebody went and found a picture from like 1991, back in my college days.
Yeah.
Then somebody went and found a picture of me interviewing Kobe Bryant before a preseason NBA game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people are digging up all kinds of stuff. Not that it's that difficult, really. You know?
Just go on the internet.
I know, right. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
They're finding all kinds of stuff out there.
So I posted my high school ID.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me take a look at you. Let me take a look at you here. Let me see what you look like back in the early 90s.
It's a little dusty. Sorry. I just found the ID and snapped a photo.
You just have your old high school ID hanging around? Oy vey.
I had it in a junk drawer.
Oh, my God. Wow. I think you're cute now.
You look the same.
Look how cute you were back
baby
then.
Face.
Look at that hairdo.
Yeah.
Wind tunnel tested headdo over here.
Yeah, good hair.
Look at that hairdo. Monsignor, is that how you say it? Monsignor Edward Pace High School.
Yeah, Opa-locka, dog.
Opa-locka, Opa-locka, Opa-locka.
Opa-locka, Florida.
Look at you.
Your boy went to school in the hood.
Look at a little cutie you are. You're so cute.
Yeah. So anyway,
we
were talking about, are we going to do this Chargers thing? Okay, so put it on the sales team right now. Okay?
What are we putting on them?
We need a place for Monday Night Football, October 17th.
We're going to do a live broadcast that day?
Yeah. Cappy's Turn Out the Lights Party. Or Lights Out? I don't know. What do you want to call it?
Can't call it a Lights Out Party. Because no. Then Sean Merriman might try and sue us.
He'll try to sue us? Okay.
That sounds like somebody's dying, a Lights Out Party.
Okay. How about Turn Off the Lights?
Or the party's over?
Pull the plug? That also sounds like someone's dying.
How about the Bolt Down?
Oh, because they do Bolt Up?
Mm-hmm.
Will they sue us?
I don't think so.
Let's not use anything they use. Let's you know, maybe the community can come over. But do you like this idea where either people are there to cheer on the Chargers or they're there to watch? They're either there to cheer on the Chargers and watch your misery, or they're there to celebrate with you as the Chargers lose.
I need to get Russ cooking before that game.
Yeah.
Let's see. Chargers versus Broncos in L.A. on October 17th, Monday night, kickoff 5:15, games on ESPN. We got to do a live broadcast from someplace.
Yeah, so figure it out. I'm just telling you, sales staff, now figure it out. Okay. It's on you guys.
Actually,
if not, you and I will find a place and we'll just do it ourselves.
Well, yeah, we could go downstairs at LA Live and just set up.
No, bro, I don't like just doing it out there in like the plaza. I've done shows out there before. That's not fun.
Well, we could just go into one of the spots down there.
No, bro, let's go to like somewhere like coming downtown. If there's nothing else going on downtown, that's hard for people.
Okay, where would you like to go?
Somewhere where the people are at.
Where are you people at?
We got a lot of people in Downey that listen to the show.
There you go. Let's go to back to Downey.
What was the name of that spot we were at in Downey that we did the broadcast
Bastards
from?
Bastards Canteen.
Yeah. Could do something like that.
Let's go to Tropicana.
Okay, because they got those
They don't have TVs there, though.
But they got those little ham ball thingies.
Croquetas.
Si, croquetas.
Ham balls.
Ham balls. That's what we call them in English. Yeah. What does croqueta mean in English? Ham ball.
No, croquette.
Oh.
Yeah.
Might be.
Yeah. So, anywho.
Yeah.
We were talking about the Rams, the Raiders, and the Chargers. We were talking about their next game. So, to me, I look at them and say, like, the Rams can't afford to lose another game. Like, it would be, all hell would break loose. And honestly, I'm not an alarmist, but I would be like, whoa, you just lost to the Falcons on home, bro? What's going on here?
Well, right. Because remember, not only would you have lost at home, but you would have had 10 days to prepare for the game because the Rams started the season on Thursday.
Right.
Didn't play, obviously, the Sunday. And they've had an entire week to game plan for the Falcons.
Right.
And the Falcons are also 0-1, and they got to go cross country.
Yeah.
And when you look at the Falcons, which, by the way, I haven't spent a lot of time, but you know, this is now Marcus Mariota's Atlanta Falcons team. You know, this is not Matt Ryan in his heyday. You know, and I would ask everybody, like, who do you know that plays on the Falcons? I guess fantasy players might know a guy here or there, but seriously, like, they don't.
Oh,
they're
dog.
Not,
Pitts, like, is a beast.
Okay, Kyle Pitts, their tight end. There's one guy.
Yeah.
Good job. Way to name one dude.
Cordarrelle Patterson, their running back, is a beast on fantasy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good job.
So, and the kid, Drake London, the kid from USC.
Okay, there you go. Now you're rocking, dude. Good job. Way to look up the roster.
And by the way, the Rams can't be fooled by the Falcons almost, you know, pulled out the shocker against the Saints. Like, they can't be pulling out a shocker against the Rams at that point. So to your point, yes, I think that it would be they should win that game. They're a 10.5-point favorite, the Rams are, for a reason. Like, they should win that game comfortably.
If the Rams don't win that game, yes, I think people would be like, okay, that's over. They had one great year, and there's no Odell Beckham who they got in the middle of the year, and there's no Von Miller who they got in the middle of the year, and Stafford's elbow, I can tell just by watching that he doesn't have the zip on the ball. I mean, people would come up with all kinds of things. If the Raiders were to lose to the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's not good either because their schedule is brutal.
And they're home. So this is their home game. This is their home opener.
Right.
And they are 5.5-point favorites.
Right. And then because after that, if they lose that game, there's a chance they lose against the Titans on the road. 10 o'clock start on the East Coast. Okay. Mm-hmm. Against a good Titans team, even though they lost to the Giants. They've been in the playoffs and deep in the playoffs the last couple years. Then your boy Russ again. They have Russ at home. Then the Chiefs, and you know the
at
Texans
Kansas
are not.
City.
What's that?
At Kansas City.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And you know, so their first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games are really hard.
And listen, when you have to go on the road in back-to-back weeks at New Orleans, at Jacksonville, now I know
not
everybody's going to laugh. I know everybody's going to laugh and go, Jacksonville, right. But you just never know.
Right. It's the NFL, dude.
Right.
Not for long.
I'll tell you right now, this Raiders schedule, to your point, though, it is really rough. Because even if you looked at it and you said Houston, New Orleans, Jacksonville, Indianapolis, those four games, those are considered the easy part of
your
schedule.
No, but New Orleans is not a gimme, dude.
Not even close.
Especially in New Orleans.
Not even close. Hey, listen, at Seattle is no gimme based on what we saw on Monday night. And listen,
I think by November 27th, that game may be more of a gimme.
Denver could have gone up and down the scoreboard. They just couldn't. They could not finish drives. They fumbled twice going in. Yeah. But just look at the end of the schedule for the Raiders. They play the Chargers at the Rams, home against New England, who's no longer Tom Brady's Patriots,
Steelers,
at the Steelers.
Christmas Eve,
Right.
Niners.
Chiefs. And then they finish with Kansas City. This Raiders schedule, you said it the other day, that the Raiders might be better, but they still may finish last in the division.
Yeah.
It might not be because they're not significantly better. It could be because this schedule is brutal.
Brutal, dude. Brutal. Okay? Brutal.
Is that Spanish for brutal?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't know
you
that.
You can say that.
Brutal.
Correct. Look at that. We just taught you another word.
Thank you. I need to keep adding to my vocabulary. Necesitan practicar.
Sí. Okay. More on football. Also, I want to get back to the Dodgers. We started the show talking about the Dodgers because I feel like people need to kind of just take a breath when it comes to the Dodgers. I'll explain what that means coming up. Plus, hey, King, send us your questions. Ask for the hookups. Hashtag hey, King, and we'll answer them at 6:15. Sit down on Cap, 710 ESPN, back in 2 minutes.